Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're pricing out sports fans. You're really hurting sports fans who care about stuff by taking advantage of their addiction to teams and making it the more you love sports, the harder it is for you to afford everywhere where your games are about to be, because cable is falling apart in front of you and it's getting splintered so much by competitive greed, because Amazon and Apple and Max and Disney and Netflix, they all want the same things. They don't want to share the dollars with each other. They want to be the one or two winners so that they get all the dollar.
Dan Le Batard. Nothing wrong with that, right?
That's He's all right now.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with that. I don't mean with the practice. I mean with what he said.
We're in an awkward middle ground right now where, like, I'm someone who cuts the cord, and I have all, like, I have these apps.
You're definitely paying more now.
I'm watching, yes and no. I mean, depends if you have cable right now.
Well, consider.
Like, I do not, but there's a consequence with that. So I can watch, like, I have Max, so I can watch the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs that are on TNT. I have Paramount, so I can watch the Champions League.
Yep.
I have Peacock, so I can watch the Premier League and all the other stuff that comes with that. I have ESPN Plus.
Yep.
But guess what? That's the one app right now where ESPN Plus doesn't mean you get ESPN.
Well, I'm going to...
Because they have a deal with a cable subscriber that says you can't break from that yet. You can't give subscribers access to ESPN because they have to go to cable for that.
You're still missing one part of this, though, I was about to bring up, which is... So you have all those apps, right?
Yeah.
How do you get them?
You pay for them.
And how do you actually use them? How do they work? Stream?
Internet.
How much you pay for internet? You have to pay.
Yeah.
It's almost like the internet is a PSL for the app. Oh, right. Sure, you want Paramount Plus. It doesn't stand alone and come to your house.
But internet, like, you're going to have no matter what.
Sure, a lot of houses, you know, maybe more houses in the world need internet, but you need a certain level of internet, and internet is, of course, vital to the existence of every one of those.
Uh-huh.
So, are you paying more? I'm sure that I am. I'm sure that we're paying more than we ever did.
See,
that you're paying more for everything than you ever did.
Do I want to count that, though? Because if I had cable in none of these apps, I'd still have the internet.
You might still have the internet, but you cannot use the apps without the internet. You can use cable...
Right.
Without the internet.
But all they're doing is they're taking something that I already have and
sure.
They're just running it through
and
that.
And what do you think internet companies are doing? Knowing how vital they are now. In a lot of cases, they're the same company.
Yep.
But an internet company is going to say, like, just jack up the price of the internet, $20 a month. We'll get our piece of the pie. Because now if you want to watch all of these NFL games, you definitely need to stream somewhere. You cannot watch all the NFL games without streaming. So part of this reason that Dan Le Batard went on this rant about this yesterday is, it looks like Boomer Esiason was right that the Christmas games are going to Netflix.
Yeah.
That add Netflix into the mix about all this, that Christmas Day Netflix games.
Yeah.
Now, Netflix has 270 million subscribers, and it's funny, I had somebody write in to me yesterday and say, it's a matter of time before one of these apps that you have barely heard of, like Tubi, is just rocking Monday Night Football. And you're like, what? I've never even heard of this app. It's like Blue Bloods of the app world, right?
Yep.
Although Paramount Plus and Peacock getting in the game. I mean, Peacock had how many subscribers when they got that playoff game? Was it 10 million?
Yeah, there was a huge boost. Yeah. Well, they're all getting in with sports because sports is the only appointment television that's left.
Right.
And how do you get, like, this is how we make our determination of, like, what we have. I mean, I guess we have almost all of them at this point. But it's, okay, I want all the sports, so we'll just get the apps that have the sports, and then we'll watch whatever's on those apps.
Right. That's very true.
Which, in most cases, is still fine, right? Like, Max has a bunch of great stuff. Apple has great stuff. So, like, we are perfectly fine with the shows and movies that we get from those. But the determination of what we get is through, like, okay, I need these four apps because these are where I'm getting my sports. So those are the four apps we have.
And some, I mean, you've got team standalone apps. You've got the situation where I think it's the Florida Panthers offer their own for the home games. You just get the Panthers games.
Well,
and here, if you did MSG, the MSG app gave you the ability to get the Sabres games as a standalone, but that was an insane price for MSG monthly.
Yeah. I mean, what people want, I don't think this will ever happen, because look how much these places are bidding for the sports, because that's how they're getting you into their app. What people are going to want that'll probably never happen is one central location to get it all. But for just the sports.
Right. But that's where the streaming conversation comes in. All these streaming platforms pay the money because they want people to come in and watch the sports and then go off to these critically acclaimed shows. Which begs a question. How much would you pay if the NFL said, hey, all that's still out there, or Sunday Ticket, which, by the way, has been picked apart. If you have the Sunday Ticket now, it might – I'm trying to think how much it cost last year, because we have YouTube TV. I think it was $330. For the longest time, Sunday Ticket was $300. Now, Sunday Ticket, even if it's the same price, there are fewer games than ever because of Thursday games, because of streaming exclusive games here or here or here. Like, the Sunday Ticket has been slowly losing the number of games that it has as games become standalone events on Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays.
And Sunday Ticket is because, I mean, if you have a smart TV that has the NFL app on it, like, this is what I did last year. I just get NFL Plus. That cost me $50 for the year, and I had all the games.
Yeah.
$50 that I could throw any game on my TV or Red Zone that I wanted all year.
How much would you pay for just every single NFL game, and you don't need any other apps of any kind? Like, if you did the math on that, what would that be worth?
It would be...
Is it 500,
for the season,
the
it would be
whole
hundreds.
Year, 500, right? $500? $1,000?
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the... If you're doing it for every NFL game, which I'm not sure everyone's doing every app, you kind of have to make decisions. Like, I guess I don't need the Thursday night Amazon game. I'll see the recap. Right. I'll see the highlights.
Right. You might say right now, like, knowing ahead of time there's two Christmas Day games, I'm just going to not. That's two games out of, what are there, 300 NFL games in a year? I'll miss those two games. That's going to be all sports, though, now, right? Like, you got to pick and choose, like, if it's going to be spread around all these different places. And this isn't even that different than what cable used to be, right? Like, 10, 15 years ago. Because I didn't have everything before. There would be games on, when NFL Network just started, there would have been games on NFL Network that I wouldn't have seen because we just didn't have the NFL Network package.
Yeah.
So, that it's not too different from what it used to be, but that's going to be a determination people make. Oh, okay, I'm a huge soccer fan. But Paramount doesn't have any other sports, so am I going to get Paramount just for Champions League? Well, I guess I'm not watching Champions League anymore. At least not. I'm not going to be paying for it. Maybe I'll go out to a bar for it.
803-0550 if you have a thought on that. We started the show talking about rolled coins, toll booths, and a lot of weird stuff. Had a good time with it, though. But, yeah, join us. 803-0550. I have a very important question to ask on the wide receivers as well as we get ready for... Listen, Keon Coleman at the facility today. Get ready for some content. Big day.
Yeah.
Big day. Keon Coleman in front of a mic. Paul in Buffalo is up on the phones. We connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Paul.
Hi, guys. I enjoy this conversation about accessibility of games in all sports. But I think there's a point that I've never heard brought up, and I don't understand why, because it's massive and it's totally missed. First is phones have really changed my consuming habits. As you may guess, I am a fan of talk radio of all types. I listen to the BBC. I listen to you guys. I even have an app that gives me every radio station in South Africa just because I like talk radio. I listen to all my baseball teams, the New York Yankees games, on the Odyssey app for free. I could listen to any hockey game. Last night after I watched the Rangers in Carolina, I fell asleep listening to the radio broadcast of Colorado and Dallas, and that's freely available on the NHL app. The second point is there is not a single game in any sport that within 5 minutes of Googling, I can't stream on my phone and throw to my TV. I have streamed KHL games. I have streamed out-of-market NHL games, and I am not a hacker by any means. I'm a 44-year-old man who's computer savvy, but I don't know a lick of coding. I know how to use an ad blocker, and I can get any game. So I know it's not maybe kosher to talk about that, but certainly it happens. I'm certainly not the only one who uses those things when I have to. I'm a cable subscriber, so I watch all my Sabre games. But when I don't have access to a Sabre game, I watch it anyway because I get it on my phone and throw it to my TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of ways around stuff. We talked about this yesterday in our conversations about Murph and blackouts, that you know the game, if the game is blacked out, you listen on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to, you go to super secret websites that aren't, like, as you're saying, Paul, are not exactly that secret anymore. Some people have all that access, others don't. For me, I don't want to jump through too many hoops.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of this. Like, I know you're even saying, like, use an ad blocker, all this stuff. My brain shuts down. Like, whatever, I'll just do something else. Or I'll go to a bar, which, of course, those places are getting charged more, too. So it used to be easy. Now, how much time do I spend? A game is on. Hold on. I want to watch a Premier League game. This is my experience with the Premier League. And maybe in the NFL, this happens for people too. The first thing I do, what do? I have to go to the Premier League app, mm-hmm. go to the fixtures, look at the game, and see where it is. That'll take me a minute. USA Peacock. Okay, we're on Peacock today. Open up the Peacock app. Oh, it's not opening on my... All right, let me open it on my phone and...
Yeah.
It feels like in... Maybe this is like old man in 2024 complaining. It feels like I should just be able to put it on without having to every single time do research.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But that's how it is. You want to watch an NFL game on Monday night. At least in football, you tend to get the games in the same places at the same time. You know a Thursday Night Football is going to be Amazon, and Monday Night Football is going to be ESPN and all this. But, man... Well,
that's why I like having the league pass for the NFL. Like, it's all... I just open the NFL app, and it's all right there in one central location.
Right.
As opposed to, right, I got to go from the CBS app to the Fox app to the... I like the NFL even offers that, because I don't think that's normal. I don't know if the NHL does that. Well, the NHL, to be fair, like ESPN Plus, you basically get every NHL game now that isn't on TNT.
Yep.
Or the Sabres.
Except for your own local games.
Right. Which I feel like that's got to change, right? The more streaming becomes the thing for everybody, like, I don't know. Maybe that doesn't have to change, yeah. But I feel like it just including that in what you're already paying for, like, why wouldn't it be included?
The bigger point on this, and there's a lot of obviously big points, but the schedule coming out is going to reveal just how fractured all of this is. And if Netflix is getting those Christmas Day games and
Peacock game.
Exclusive games and Amazon exclusive games, CBS and Fox, we're going to get the schedule Wednesday. I'm ready to predict. Does the preseason schedule come out today?
Ooh.
Right? The preseason schedule comes out before the schedule. And I wonder if that happens today, because Monday and Tuesday of next week are usually reserved for, hey, some marquee games on Monday. And, oh, here's the dates and times of the international games or whatever it might be, the Christmas game, the Black Friday game. Like Netflix, in announcing they're getting the Christmas Day games, which it appears that that's happening, doesn't Netflix want its own 24-hour news cycle of that? So, okay, we want the announcement on Monday. Give us our two games who are announced. Bills Niners Christmas on Netflix. Oh, right. Okay. Thanks. And then they get their 24 hours of people complaining or saying whatever they want to say. But I would imagine that the schedule will reveal. I'm surprised you don't have to stream that.
Yeah.
Subscribe today to, let me think of an app I don't know. Is Crackle an app? Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crackle.
Crunchyroll. Subscribe to Crunchyroll.
I think Crackle's free, though, so Crunchyroll's okay. Better. Crunchyroll.
Subscribe to Crunchyroll for the actual live reveal of the NFL schedule today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about Crunchyroll, except for every once in a while I hit the wrong button on my television and it comes up asking me to log in.
I'm not kidding. I thought you made that up.
No, it's a real one.
That's a real app? I legitimately thought you had just made that up.
No, it's a real.
That's a real app?
I don't even know what it is.
All right.
Yeah, Crunchyroll.
Because Crackle is real.
It's an anime app for anime.
Okay.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll press the wrong button. Like, oh, okay. No, that's not the one I'm looking to sign in on.
By the way, if Netflix is getting two games, are they just going to hire play-by-play and color for two games
that's
only?
That's a great question.
Are they going to have a studio show? Are they going to rent, like, people from other networks?
Two words for you. Gus Johnson. Let's go.
Gus Johnson. Won't Netflix, with it only being two games, be more likely to just like, hey, you know what? You know, we just had Kevin Hart do the Brady roast. Let's just throw Kevin Hart in there.
Well, if you're getting
we're gonna do two non-football broadcasters.
Alternate feeds, definitely. I mean, hasn't Amazon had great success with that? They have the Dude Perfect feed.
Yeah.
They have the Next Gen Stats feed. The Manning Cast.
They had the Manning Cast Footballers feed
that's
also.
That's right. The Manning Cast has Peyton and Eli, and this year is going to have Belichick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Netflix is probably going to roll out a big alternate feed where it's, who knows? The cast of Love is Blind
but
watches
even,
an NFL game.
I'm saying not even alternate feed, like it's the only feed. Like, we're just, this is all we're going to have.
No.
Because otherwise, they have to hire a play-by-play man.
Sure. That's not hard to do.
For two games?
That's not hard to do. Yeah. Just anybody you want.
All right.
Introducing. Who'd be good for this?
It's not. I was going to say, do we know people that are not, like, currently employed by CBS or Fox? Or
Boomer Esiason. He just left CBS.
Okay.
Phil Sims. Right. They just left CBS.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's no shortage of NFL, Dan Orlovsky's probably under contract. No shortage of, somebody can do it. Definitely. Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I have a wide receiver point and question to ask. have a Carolina Hurricanes point to ask.
Okay.
Question to get to as well. We got Sal coming up at 8 o'clock.
Is the Hurricanes one related to my tweet from last night?
Yes, actually it is.
Because I tweeted that Hurricanes are, with Rod Brind'Amour, they have made the playoffs every year that he's been the head coach. But these are how the Hurricanes seasons have ended the last 6 years. Swept in the conference finals, lost in the first round, lost in the second round, lost in the second round, swept in the conference finals, down 3-0 in the second round. So if they lose, it would be the third time in 4 years that they've lost in the second round, and the only time in the last 4 years they made it past, they got swept in the conference finals. So they make the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. They win a playoff round almost every year, except for one. But they have literally zero wins in the conference finals or beyond.
Is that their ceiling? Because I saw that tweet and I thought, interesting point. They're down 3-0 to the Rangers?
Yeah.
The scores of those games were what?
Well, last night was what? 3-2?
In overtime?
3-2 in overtime. And then the game before was what? Double overtime?
Yep. And then the game before was one goal. They've lost 3 one-goal games for the Rangers.
Yep.
Is that Bills and Chiefs? For anybody that wants to say, which you might want to say, and you would not be that wrong, the Bills are every bit as good as the Chiefs. They're just not beating them in this spot. They're right there. These are coin tosses.
Right.
If you're someone that says that, don't you have to say that Carolina's every bit as good as the Rangers? Last night they outplayed them. Didn't matter. They lost.
Yeah, they outshot them 47-25. And they lost.
I mean, if you want to make the point that the Hurricanes are the Bills, take it the rest of the way. They're right there with the Rangers. Sir, they're down 3-0. Just like the Bills in the playoffs. They're right there with them, and they're down 3-0.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to... This is where...
You have to win?
You have
to. You're supposed to... But you're right there.
Yeah.
You might as well be peers. You might lose this game. If they lose an overtime game in Game 4 and get swept out of the series in 4 one-goal games, like that happened to the Sabres... Way back when against Montreal, right? Lost every game by a goal and got swept.
Yeah.
Now, there are series that are close, but it goes 4 different times to the same team.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when I saw you tweet that, I thought, just like the Bills are down 3-0 to the Chiefs in a close series.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's over. Like, what are the Hurricanes' odds to come back and win 4 in a row?
Oh, man, they got
to be. It's obviously hard to do.
Astronomical.
But they've been every bit good enough to win any of these 3 games.
Yeah.
And Shesterkin's streak extends. Josh had that stat yesterday.
Of not giving up, what is it, more than 3?
More than 2.
More than 3.
More than 3. Okay, it was more than 3.
Last night he didn't give up more than 2.
So how many is that? 50 now? 50 games in a row? what was the number? I forget what the number was.
It was lower than that, though, wasn't it?
I think it was like 29. I think it's now 30.
30 consecutive playoff games.
Yes. And yeah. Jonathan Quicks is 34.
So he's next series if he gives up less than, continues to give up less than 3.
Yeah. This is not your point, but one of the reasons I attribute Carolina not going this deep into the playoffs is what's one thing everyone always says you need in the Stanley Cup playoffs? You need a hot goalie.
Yep.
To go from beginning to end, you need to have a hot goalie, and they've never had a hot goalie.
No, they don't have that now either.
I don't know that they've ever had it. In fact, that's always been their Achilles heel, is you never have the best goaltender in a series.
Right. Cam Ward, other than the year he won the Conn Smythe and beat the Sabres, and it was absurd.
Was he even good that those playoffs?
He got pulled multiple times in the Sabres series.
Gerber.
Gerber won
game. I remember
game,
Gerber playing.
Gerber won game 4.
Yeah.
And then Gerber got pulled and Ward won game. I don't know. I can't. And on Friday, I can't go there, Joe.
I was so mad when people did not boo Cam Ward in Skinner's 1,000th game. He came up on the screen to thank Jeff Skinner. I wanted a chorus of boos. We didn't get it. Terrible.
803-0550. Sal joins us at 8 to talk about Bills minicamp. When we get back, I want to have a conversation about the Bills wide receivers because I feel like most days I wake up, open up the old online machine of sports commentary, and I see people arguing about the Bills receivers again. So I've got a question to ask about where they should be today. What's right about their group today? Not for forecasting or projecting today. We'll talk about that next here on WGR.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries,
and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.